Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Red Badgero. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting second. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Sagafuz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sagafuz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is called out on strikes. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maynisch moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Watwood. Kress reaches second base with a double. Maynisch scores. Schult goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress scores. O'Rourke moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Bob Weiland now pitching. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Melillo steals second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hoffman, who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 0-for-1 in the game. Badgero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schulte hits a pop-up towards first. Shires can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mainisch moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schulte. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Schulte steals second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kress strikes out. Berg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kress out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Frank Sagafos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sagafos hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoffman tags and moves to third. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sagafos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sagafos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into left field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-2 in the game. Badgerow hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Badgerow reaches second base with a double. Blue moves to third. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sagafa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue scores. Badgerow moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Badgerow scores. It's 6-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Schult moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shires hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowder hits a fly ball into left field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Sagafus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sagafus is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Sagafus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berg for the out. Sagafus moves to second. Two outs. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Weiland is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bud Clancy now playing first base. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Badgerow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Badgerow reaches second base with a double. Blue moves to third. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and scores. One out. It's 7-0, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Badgerow moves to third. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Badgerow, who is chasing the ball. Sissel reaches third base with a triple. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Sissel scores. It's 7-1, Browns. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-3 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-3 in the game. Crowder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Blue hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Hoffman reaches third base with a triple. Frank Sagafos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sagafos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Sagafos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Hoffman scores. It's 7-2, Browns. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Bob Weiland. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Badgerow hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a pop-up towards third. Kamm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sagafos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-4 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Blankenship covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm is 0-for-3 in the game. Kamm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.